buddy?
Wherever you coach.
Good.
Like, how is John Lynch, what's his status right now this week?
Same thing we talked about yesterday. Kind of get a feel for him as time goes on. And, you know, again, limited today, and we'll get a chance to see him before the game and hit him a little bit and see how he feels.
How do you get this team not to dwell on the injuries? You guys have had so many tough injuries the past few weeks. How do you get the players who still are healthy and playing not to dwell on that?
Well, you talk about it before the season starts. You understand that's part of the game, and some guys will go down. You expect players to step up and play at the same level those starters did. A lot of these guys haven't had the opportunity to play, and given the opportunity, you're hoping that they play at the same level and sometimes better.
You've had a season like this before?
What's that?
You've had a season like this before,
I think? Yeah, I think so. I've been, you know, we've had a few, you know, through the years. And, we count everybody up at the end of the season. We keep track of it. You know, how many starters do you actually miss full games from the start of the season to subs? And so we're on record knowing how many guys we lose year in, year out. And sometimes guys really step up, and you find guys that are eventual stars.
Just curious. If you were surprised by Tatum Bell's situation in Detroit, and I just talked to him and he said that he most likely thinks he'll be inactive again for this game.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know what his status is. Mm-hmm. I just know that, we drafted him. We thought a lot of him. And obviously we made a trade that we thought was the best interest of our football team. Anybody else?
Thanks.